Zeichen nicht was Avi Mor Yachum Yitzchok Kuchas, Zeichen nicht was Daniel Sheinabas, Yeshua Fowl. Okay, so we were doing the Drushes Chasam Sofer, which is very apropos. The Chodesh Tevis. You know, you never know, are you up, are you behind or up to date? So when you know that it fits in exactly what you're talking about to the come out to the day, we know we're up to date. Because the Chasam Sofer here in the Drushes on page. Also, page 13, here he says he speaks about the din in the Shulchan Aruch that there's a tainus. There were 3 days there was darkness in the world. So where are we holding in Tevis? Hey, okay, so Ches Tes and Yud.
Ida Natsach,
right. Ches Tes and Yud are the 3 days that there was Choshech in the world, and why would because the Torah was translated into Greek. So he says, what's the big deal? So he says because the Torah, the Hebrew language, every word, every letter has remuzim in it. You know, which has crowns on it, which you lose that all when it's translated into another language. So the whole, all the Torah Shebaal Peh is lost in such a thing. So that was the, why it was Choshech. And he says, and once you lose the Torah Shebaal Peh, people are just going to say things on their own. And he gives an example, what people could say, "Yaschilu lidrosh ba'gado shel dofi lomar matam nesa kol of behemet meya." Because people are going to say, you know, why is not milk from a non-kosher animal usher? Because it could cause sickness. And Moshe Rabbeinu realized that, so that's why he wrote in the Torah, "You can't do it." But he says, so therefore, he says. So it seems foolish that Chas Shalom, it's not obviously, but they're saying that to aser a regular kosher milk just because the Jew wasn't present, and therefore they're going to come to make these conclusions. So that's what he writes. That's what he writes. So you see how strong he was. We saw it in the Tshuva already, how strong he was against any heter. Even though, again, Chasam Sofer was the one who had was Mater Yediyah Kariya, even by Kedusha, right? He gave the tshuva back to somebody that was yet, because he held over here, you can't apply your decree over here. And that's the idea that he's saying here. And if you look at the Darchei Chaim, the next sefer, you see, if you look here on page 19. So on the top, He says, "Omer Rabbeinu Zal, Zal Losh Shloshes Dvarim Kibalnu Michutoni Harav Agon Mileipnik." He says that's the Baal Baruch Tam. You see the footnote of Tes. The Baal Baruch Tam. And what was the famous sefer that he wrote? Baal Baruch Tam. Baruch Tam was the famous. But he also wrote what? Imre Baruch was Baruch Tam. So you can keep that in mind. Baruch Tam's last name was what? Frankel. Frankel. You know Rabbi Schreier, Rabbi Dov Schreier.
Oh yes.
OU. So his wife is a Frankel, and from that mishpacha.
The one we just saw in Yoredea about the mixing of the liquids.
Yeah. So he says that we have a mesorah from the Baruch Tam Ish Mipi Isha Moshe Rabbeinu. And certain things. Achas mehem shehu shachol shachol ba'akav v'edisol ro'eyu. Ain't a tam arvu b'chol of tamei. He says, in other words, when Chachamim made a gzeira for something, the reason that was given externally is not necessarily the only reason that was given. In other words, there are other reasons that were given quietly. That and he says, and so the simple reason is that, but Ragisham Tam Kamus, that's a nice phrase you should know. On page 19 on the left side, 3, 4, 5, the sixth line, he says, look at the fifth line. He said, Tam Gibu Chacham and Rabbi Lefne Ha'olam. In other words, the reason of that, that it may be they're going to mix in non-kosher milk, that was the reason, that was the public reason. Rak yesh tam komus. What does komus mean? Hidden. There's a tam komus that was also, we don't know. G'dar shachol shachol ha'achim ha'sura. V'ayam b'sanz chosid, and in Sanz, there was a chosid of Moshe Shmuel, and da'ka shol olecho b'derech rak macholi cholov v'lo basar. He says there was something in Sanz that when he was on the derech, he would only eat milchiks, not fleishiks. But when he heard this idea that there's more hidden reasons, so then he changed it. He says he wants to only eat shoshan mezos mirabedu lo rata olecho baderech macholi chol rachbosk. So these are the and if you look here, don't look at the Pella Yoetz on page 20 and 21. The Pella Yoetz. He says, "Yadu Hashem, chamurim divrei chachamim midivrei Torah." That sometimes something the gzera that the chachamim made is sometimes more strict than Divrei Torah, shekol ha'over al divrei chachamim chayiv misa. You have the Gemara says, if you're over al divrei chachamim, you chayiv misa. In other words, not literally that it's not misa's bezdin, but it means it's very strict. So he's giving examples that people violate. And he says one of them is Kagon Khalf Shahva Akam Vegi Sol Roe. Shasha Mishum Khashash Khalf Tomei. So they're also Mishum, they're gonna mix in Khalf Tomei, but it's parts of Omri Midu Tamel Mishum Khalf Tomei and Ansadi the Lake Khalf Tomei. So the Pele Yoates, it says that that if the whole, that's what people say. The whole reason is Cholof Tomei. So if it doesn't apply, so then the whole thing shouldn't apply. That's what the Pella Yoetz is saying. Which we saw some poskim themselves have said. But he works in with this thing. Whereas a lot of times we say lo plug rabban. In other words, that even though the reason is not exactly applicable, but they made it across the board. Even lo nosnu Torah kolecha biyado v'kama duchti amru lo plug rabban of over al divrayim afshal fiya emes yachalov b'mehema Torah. So, in other words, yesh omen duhuka ochal develus v'treifus. That's what Rabbi Avram Kanner would tell you from Chabad's opinion. That it was even if in the end of the day you ate kosher milk and nothing was switched. But if you hold that it's like what we saw from that it's a davar shebeminyan, then it's like eating treif. But again, not everyone held like this. But that's this opinion. Of that it's a takanas chachamim, and that's it. He says, and he says the same idea that above and beyond the pashup shot, yesh bahem kama sifune sodos. There's a lot of hidden secrets. Tumas rishayim tachem shal losu b'divrei b'yom nisbol b'yisur v'takanas gezeres beitzes tovas mforas b'talmud. So, in other words, he's saying how strict the Divrei Chachamim is. That's why the famous, what is the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Lamed Hey. We have it right here. Let's take a look. What does it say? It says that sometime, I'll read you the line. That it says that sometimes divrei sofrim are more chomer than divrei chacham. The yena shel Torah. And that's why some want to say, what does the Rambam call mitzvahs Chanukah? There's a famous comment that the Rambam says about mitzvah Chanukah. Does anyone want to remember it, maybe? I mean, that is something he does say. That's not what I'm thinking about right now, but that doesn't take away the validity of what you're saying. Mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. Yeah? That's a famous Rambam. You should look it up. You want to give me a Rambam? The Hilchos Zmanim? Give me Rambam's manim. Ooh, ah. Wow. Let's see. Oh, it's the right one. Herak Dalin, Halacha Yud Beis. Says the Rambam, mitzvahs ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od.
You have it in the chat.
You want to put it in the chat?
Yeah.
Rambam says it's a very precious and dear mitzvah. mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. So why do you think he says that? Why is it mitzvah chaviva ad ma'od? So what do some people say? So one answer that's given is because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanu. And what is the... It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And what does the Gemara say? In the Avodah Zarah, we have to find that Gemara. You'll help me find it in a second. Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. That's a pasuk where? Shira Shira. So the Gemara says, Chaviva divrei sofrim, mi what? Mi yena shel Torah. You find that? What daf is it? We'll do a search. It's in the Lamed, in the Masech Avodah Zarah. Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. That Chaviva divrei sofrim miyena shel Torah. That sometimes the words of the Chachamim are more sweet or more chaviv than the derises, the Yena Shel Torah. I've even divrei sofer mi Yena Shel Torah. Look under divrei sofer. You do a search, you got it? No, what daf? What? Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Right. Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Let's see. Mikey Tovim Dodecha Miyayin. Arevim Lai Divrei Dodecha Yosim Yayin Eshel Torah. The words of your beloved, and Rashi says here in Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, Divrei Sofer. Divrei Sofer. Is more chaviv than Yena Shel Torah. So that's what he's talking about, the Peleolis. That, in other words, this is the Rabbanans, and sometimes the Rabbanans are more chomer than what? Than the actual Torah itself. So that's Kitovim Dodecha Miyayin. A chavivin, Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, chavivin, divrei dodecha miyena shel Torah. And I'll tell you, now that we mentioned it, I'll tell you an unbelievable thing I saw over Shabbos. You ready for this one? This is in the B'nai Yisrael. Promise me you won't forget this one. Another teretz to the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. He says, Beis Yosef's kasha is, why do we need Hanukkah 8 days? They had enough oil for... We could spend the rest of the year discussing this kasha. And we'd have plenty to say. But let me tell you this word. Because it has to do with this... What we're seeing here from the Peleolites. Oh, okay. How do you know that? Oh, I told you that. Oh, no. This is this. I don't know. I don't know if it was, but this is the word. There are 613 mitzvahs, right? There are ice. And how many mitzvahs do Rabbanan are there? Like Hanukkah, or the Tefillas Yadayim.
Seven.
So there's seven mitzvahs, the Rabbanan. So that's a total of how many?
Tesser.
620. And the numerical value of a crown, Kesser, is how much?
620.
So the seven mitzvahs d'rabbanan complete the crown. Okay? Ready? Now listen to this. In the Aseres HaDibros, there are 600... How many letters are there in this? In the Aseres HaDibros, you know where there are? 613 plus 7, 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, listen carefully. So which are the... What's the last two words of the Aseres HaDibros? No. Asher l'reach. Asher l'reach. Asher is Aleph Shin Reish is three, and L'reacha Lamed Reish Ayin Chaf Sof Fis is what? Four. The seven. And what's the last mitzvah? Which letter? Which letter? L'reacha. What's the last letter? Chaf Sof Fis. Chaf Sof Fis. And what is Chaf Sof Fis? If you would spell out the word chaf, well, how would you spell it?
Depends.
How would you spell if you would spell out the letter chaf? How would you spell it?
Chaf aleph lam pei.
Chaf pei.
Chaf pei.
Pei sofis, right? Chaf, right? Chaf is what? What is chaf?
20.
What is chaf? It's a chaf and a peso fis, right? Is the chaf. And if you read it backwards, what is it?
Pach.
Pach. Pach. It's the pach shemit. Because that was the mitzvah of Hanukkah. That was the last of the 620. So when they found the pach shemen on the first day of Hanukkah, they said, now we know that this mitzvah is going to be the finality of the 620 mitzvahs. Because they found the pach, which is connected to the letter chaf, the reyecha. That's going to be the last one. And therefore, that's a reason for celebrating the realization that this Hanukkah is not just a day, a stam day, it's going to be a mitzvah ledoros of Neres Hanukkah. And they found that out by the fact that it was through a pach, and it was they already had the lamed, they already had the reyecha, the lamed, the reish, the ayin, and the only thing left is what's going to be that, what's the finale? What's going to finish up the crown? What is it? The chaf sofis is the pach, and that they, and then the first day, that's when they got the pach. So they said, oh, the pach, that's the chaf. And that's a reason to celebrate. And then they'll have the 7 days of celebration for the oil. And that's the idea. Okay? So that's the... It gives you the finality of the mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So that's what the Pelayoyetz is saying over here. Sometimes the mitzvahs d'rabbanan are more chaviv than what? Than the mitzvah d'arais. Okay, everybody, so we're going to take a little break. The shiur, it's going to be a little